Moncrief on News Talk.
The water of Ireland's west and northwest coastline is littered with wrecks from all sorts of periods in history, thousands of them, and a lot of it is still undiscovered. The problem is getting down there to have a look. But John Kearney from Fastnet Maritime Heritage is leading that journey. He recently took delivery of a second submarine. Good afternoon, John.
Good afternoon, Sean.
So tell us how, like, are you, do people commission you to go and find particular wrecks?
It's not quite that. What we do is, as you rightly said, there's thousands of shipwrecks around the Irish coast, and we now know in the last 15 or 20 years where most of them are, but we don't even know what 95% of them are. So it's like us growing up with Jacques Cousteau and Bob Ballard and so forth and the discovery. So how we do is we basically go down, we identify a target, we go down. And it's like a big jigsaw, really. We piece together what exactly is there. And by doing that, we unfreeze history. So it, like the story I said about the Lucas up in the northwest coast of Donegal, we unfreeze the history of that wreck that was went down in 1940, for an example, that had a tragedy when they left Dunleary and they headed north to Donegal. We didn't know anything about this last year when we were heading out there, that there was this particular shipwreck was there. We were looking for something else and we found this one. And this one transpires that it went north fishing off Tory Island, and they were warned to make sure you paint the green, white and gold on the side of the fishing vessel to identify yourself from any other fishing vessels, i.e. UK fishing vessels, which were four. There was four others in the region when the Irish boat went up there. And then pops up a submarine, and the submarine was getting ready to start shooting down the UK fishing vessels. But then what did the Irish vessel do? They had 11 crew on board, young children, you could say, it's same as my kid's age. They went right in front of the German submarine between that and the UK fishing boats. And the German submarine commander was so enraged that he actually opened a deck gun and murdered every one of those fishermen on board. And then he went along and he rammed it. Now, that went down in history, and you know it's documented a bit, but to actually find it, which we were last year, was incredible. And then find out the history of this thing, and again, a lot of the crew members left Ringsend, and that's what we've been doing with the help of the National Maritime Centre in Dunleary, trying to uncover and find out the history of it and find out the relations that are still alive, so we can actually do something this year maybe in relation. And that's only one shipwreck.
Yeah. And for such as that shipwreck, would there be corpses in them?
No. I think... Again, I suppose over the years, time would have pushed on, and you know, there probably is, Sean, but we don't go into them by any means. We just video the outside of them, and we record a bit of history that's in them. Again, they would be disintegrated a lot at this stage, but we haven't as yet came across it. We do come across interesting things along the seabed as we were coming up to these shipwrecks. Anything from explosives to bats, portholes, you name it, they're along there. The seabed is littered with a lot of stuff like that. So what we do is we go down, we record this information, we gather information on particular wrecks that are unknown, and then we bring that back so we can build a database. So it's there for everyone. So we can show everyone. So what we're trying to do is start a maritime museum with a ship later this year and document everything on board that we're hoping to get that set up in Cork. And we'll document our journey the last few years and what we plan the next few years as well in one space, so that everyone can come, even though they can't come to the bottom of the sea with us, they can have that same experience with us.
Yeah. John, thanks a million for speaking to us today. That was John Kearney there from Fastnet Maritime Heritage.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.